LAPD Chief Michelle Moore announces retirement at end of February. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Michelle Moore announced January 12 he will retire from the department at the end of February. A 40-year veteran of the department, Chief Moore was appointed last year to serve a second 5-year term leading the agency, but he made it clear he did not intend to serve the entirety of that term, saying the LAPD should have fresh leadership well ahead of the city playing host to major events such as the 2028 Olympic Games and the 2026 World Cup. Mr. Moore joined the Los Angeles Police Department in 1981. He was promoted to captain in 1998. His assignments included assuming command at Rampart area following the arrest of Rafael Perez and during the 2000 Democratic National Convention. He has served as LAPD chief since 2018 when he was appointed by then-Mayor Eric Garcetti. Mayor Karen Bass said Mr. Moore will remain contracted with the city following his retirement to help with the transition to a new chief. Mr. Moore got emotional at times as he announced his retirement during a news conference with Ms. Bass at the mayor's office at City Hall. He said he looks forward to spending more time with his wife and daughter, returning to our custom of Sunday night dinners and time together. For the people of Los Angeles who I've dedicated more than 4 decades of my life, thank you for your partnership, your support, and your encouragement, Mr. Moore said. To every member of this department past and present, I'm proud of you and the work you do each day in protecting and serving the people of this great city. I have traveled this world and this great country and hold with certainty that there is no one who does it better. There are many challenges and difficulties that remain, but your work and the people of our organization in these past years in the most trying of circumstances have been remarkable. And I am grateful for having the opportunity to tell your story. I'm humbled to have had the privilege to serve as your chief, and will forever cherish the challenges and successes enjoyed while remembering those we lost in service to the city. The future of this city is bright, and I'll miss sharing it with you, but I also know in my heart that now is the right time. In her remarks, Ms. Bass thanked Mr. Moore for serving and protecting the people of Los Angeles throughout the years. She also recognized the chief's passionate commitment to his role in keeping Angelenos safe, homicides, and violent crime down. Ms. Bass highlighted Mr. Moore's work to bolster the department's ranks amid a national law enforcement recruiting crisis, as well as efforts responding to smash and grabs, which have declined in the city as a result of the formation of the Regional Retail Task Force. Over the past year, Chief Moore has helped us prepare for hurricanes, ensure that Angelenos were safe while the 10 freeway was closed, and assisted in protecting our unhoused neighbors when a serial killer was on the loose, Ms. Bay said. The mayor further recognized Mr. Moore's leadership and legacy, leading the department through tumultuous times and a worldwide pandemic in which he implemented strategies to combat spiking crime throughout the country in 2021. I want to make sure that I take a second to acknowledge the chief's family, especially his wife, Cindy, and his daughter, Haley, Ms. Bass said. I know when someone serves in our police department or in any law enforcement agency, it's not just the sacrifice of that one individual. It's the sacrifice of that individual's entire family. Mr. Moore reiterated that with his announcement made Friday, Ms. Bass now has the ability to search and identify the next chief of police. I'm encouraged by Mayor Bass' thoughtful approach, ensuring that search will be nationwide and comprehensive while also recognizing the amazing, talented leaders within our organization itself, Mr. Moore said. In the coming weeks, he added that the Board of Police Commissioners under the leadership of Errol Southers will identify and flex a capable individual to serve as an interim chief as they go about their responsibility of identifying the top 3 candidates for the mayor to consider for the appointment. City Council President Paul Krikorian issued a statement lauding Mr. Moore's work with the department. I personally want to thank Chief Michelle Moore for his 4 decades of service to our city, and particularly for the 5.5 years he served as chief, Krikorian said. He led the LAPD through uniquely difficult times, including the greatest public health crisis in a century. He persevered in the cause of reform and upheld the values of constitutional policing. I look forward to working with a successor who can build upon his record. The Board of Directors of the Los Angeles Police Protective League, the union representing LAPD officers, issued a statement thanking Mr. Moore for his service and laying out the organization's hopes for the next chief. We commend Chief Michelle Moore on his 43 years of service to the Los Angeles Police Department and the residents of Los Angeles, according to the union. His tenure was marked by unprecedented changes in the law enforcement profession, and we appreciated Chief Moore's open-door policy that allowed the LAPPL to deliver the perspective of the rank and file on various issues. Although we did not always agree, we had a respectful and productive relationship. We wish Chief Moore and his family the best in his retirement. In choosing a new chief, we urge the police commission and mayor base to select an individual who's committed to rebuilding the ranks of the department, reducing violent crime, and improving morale. These are challenging times for our city, as well as for our profession, and we will need a leader unafraid of speaking truth to power, who will advocate for our rank and file and the safety of all Angelenos.